Nights and Crazy here on Nyaraxva. What did we hear before that? I lost track of the playlist that we had.
Oh, you're talking to me?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Because I only have the first two songs of that set.
Yeah, for everyone listening at home there in Radioland, we were just scuffling around here, having a good old time, pressing buttons and such.
You don't know what to play, do you?
No. You're listening to Neo Rocks on 88.7 WJCU. How's everyone doing?
Before Nights, you heard from Pipe Dream and Ghosts, The Lonely Kids Club, the OP Fiasco, and we started off with Envoy and Paper Tigers. Since I've been away, I've had some music piling up on my desk at home that I finally got through and listened to, so decided to bring a bunch of it in so I could actually contribute to the show tonight.
There you go.
It's been a while, so I had to do something.
Well, I tried to help you out the last few weeks, but
yes. And that works.
And in that time, I was able to find our friend here, Jenna Fournier. How are you doing, Jenna?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Got a little lost in the snow. Doing well though.
Snow.
Oh. You know what Facebook's going to be all about tomorrow. Everybody just complaining about their drive-in because of the snow. And I'm going to avoid social media.
Yeah.
At all costs tomorrow.
It's probably a good choice.
Yeah.
How bad was it out there when you came
not,
in?
Not too bad at all, okay. Actually. Yeah. Not worth complaining about online.
I'm going to hold you to that. I'm going to make sure.
But we'll complain about it on the air.
There you go.
It's been a little while since we've had a chance to talk to you. What have you been up to?
Working on some new music. Since Nights lost our drummer, we are still on that drummer search. But I've been working on some solo stuff that I hope to bring to the band when it's ready. And I'm going to be taking it to Japan to represent the Nights album in a week here. Pretty excited about that.
Nice.
So I know we talked about... You were planning to go before, and initially I think we were talking about the band supposed to be going with you.
Yeah, well. They were supposed to go. We had hoped to get everybody out there. Obviously, the best thing to do would be to bring everybody. People in Japan have been buying the Nights album, and I don't really represent that by myself. I mean, that was very much a collaborative record, but... We can't all afford to go, and so I want to at least go out there by myself while it's selling, you know, and say hello to everybody and play a couple of shows and hopefully bring the whole band in spring.
So how long are you going to be over there?
Just a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, now when we talked about it, actually I saw you at Mr. Jesty's video shoot a few weeks ago. That was interesting, and you were telling me about it the whole time, and so you're going to be over there for about a week.
Yeah.
Now, outside of music, what else do you plan on doing over there? Like, I mean, as far as any restaurants you've checked out yet, do you know, like, where, like, I mean, that's got to be such a great experience to be able to do something like that.
I do want to do the Japanese tea ceremony.
Okay.
Drink some matcha as thick as paste. But I'm only there for, I'm gone really, really, I'm gone for a week, and the flight's a whole day. So two of those days are on the plane, and I have four shows, and they're all in different cities. So there's not going to be a ton of travel time. I have a guide that's going to help me. The label is giving me a part-time guide to help me get around a little bit. I have not learned much Japanese yet. So,
would that be so awesome, by the way, if you could just come back and have a guide for like the rest of your life as well? Like,
yeah.
Not just a Japanese thing.
A life guide?
A life guide, right.
I would love to have a life guide, actually. That would help me out a lot.
Somebody to tell you what to do, when to do, and how to do it?
No, that's not a good guide. A guide just sits on your shoulder and lets you do what you do, but then when you need him for advice, he gives it to you.
Or more importantly, when you mess up really bad, you have a guide to blame it on.
There you
go. I mean, that's basically the reason.
You were misguided.
There you
go.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good, you know, some people have friends for that, but if I took my friend's advice, I'd probably have some even more problems than I do.
No, I know I asked you this last time, and this is a stupid question, but everything is going to be in English, correct? There's going to be no direct translation. You haven't learned your Japanese...
Learned to sing the songs in Japanese?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I thought about that.
So you have a life is what you're saying. And you.
Yeah, I thought that would be a very cool thing to do.
Right.
Just pick one song and try to learn to sing it differently. But that's a project for another year.
The syllables may not.
The syllables may not line up. Yes.
Exactly.
So what you're saying is the phrase that whatever phrase it was that Jason posted on Facebook over the last couple of days, you can't translate.
No.
Do you know what that actually said?
I have no idea what that actually said.
Blizzard Bash.
Oh, really? There you go.
Yeah. See, cheap plug. I went to Google Translate though. I don't know if that's right. I have no idea.
I've tried. We've got some articles that he's been sending me from different Japanese blogs, and I'll try to take them into Google Translate. And they're always very broken and very confusing. One of them said that the record sounded like it was underwater, but then I thought maybe they were talking about the pictures that we took underwater. It was real hard to understand.
Oh my gosh!
So yeah, I can't tell.
Well, with your guide, you cannot go wrong.
My guide, I will not go wrong.
You will not go
wrong. So hopefully.
Well, of course, you're here to play music, and you're going to be in Japan playing music as well. And you're going to be playing music this weekend, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But do you want to play a tune for us right now?
Sure. I think I'm pretty much tuned up here.
Okay, no problem. We could do a live tuning, no big deal.
Yeah.
We've done that before.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah. No, take your time on that. But you are actually playing this weekend as well with Tiger and Boy.
Yeah, Tiger and Boy is a duo that I do with Sean Brewster from Old Boy. We kind of started it because we were already being asked to play together art galleries, hotel lounges, and stuff like that. And so we had already been learning covers together, and we just kind of figured, why don't we give this thing that we're already doing a name? So we gave it a name. And then we sat down one day, drank some coffee, and wrote a song. Just one of those moments where you sit down and you just write a whole song real fast, and we liked it. So I don't really know exactly what we're going to do with that. I want to act like there's secret plans that I'll tell you about one day, but really it's something that we're not really sure where to take it yet.
Well, knowing Sean, there probably are secret plans. And the one thing I want to ask Sean, I'll just ask you since you're on the air here. He, of course, is in the band Old Boy.
Yes.
And we have Tiger and Boy.
Yes.
So what is there a correlation there? Is this like a... I don't know. I mean,
where did
just
the name come from?
The boy part, I guess.
The boy
over.
Part is Old Boy.
Right.
I always used to talk about a band that I wanted where everybody dressed up like animal warriors, and my warrior name was Kid Tiger, and everyone had to wear face paint and carry weapons, and it was going to be this very theatrical side project where I could express myself visually, not just musically. So, I never put that band together, but the band was going to be called Kid Tiger.
I'm guessing you own a lot of Kiss memorabilia.
Don't make fun of Peter Criss.
I'm not making fun of it. I'm not making fun of it at all.
So is there going to be a theatrical portion of this show then this weekend, or is this all just...
There will be no face paint. Unless you want to wear face paint, you are welcome to. I can even bring some for you.
Sean Brewster?
Sean might let me paint his face. He probably would. But so the tiger came from Kid Tiger. The boy comes from Old Boy.
That makes sense.
That's it.
Now
yeah.
I can sleep tonight. Okay.
Yeah, now you know.
Well, so, it looks like you are all tuned up.
I think so. Yeah.
What tune are you going to play for us?
Well, I thought about playing a Velvet Underground cover. I did this at a Very Beachland cool. show that Knights played a little while ago, a couple Sundays ago. So I thought I'd play you guys a cover first. Is that cool?
Absolutely.
Always.
You can sing along if you want.
You don't want that.
Okay.
Him maybe, not me.
This is all you right here. Jennifer Fortier on Neo Rocks.
That's all right. Sunday morning brings the dawning. It's just a restless feeling by my side, early dawning, Sunday morning. It's just the wasted years not far behind. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around. streets you crossed not long ago. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all.
Jenna Fournier here on Neo Rocks and a live track here on Neo Rocks Velvet Underground Sunday morning, right?
That's what it was, right. Yep.
So you're doing this project with Sean, Tiger and Boy. You said that you guys just started getting asked to play shows together acoustically. How did randomly, like, people are asking, hey, can you two play together for this? Or how exactly did that come up?
I paint, so I end up going to a lot of galleries or doing a lot of art shows. And I always kind of ask my musically talented, very gifted friends to donate their talents and play at the art shows. And Sean's always willing to help and do that. And a lot of times we would just start playing together or sing on each other's songs or, you know, someone throws a shaker at their friend and like, hey, come jam on this. And so it started very organically like that. And then we would start doing covers together, just improvising live at little gigs like that. And people would enjoy it and be like, hey, can you guys come back and do this again? And so we thought, you know, maybe we have a good thing here.
Okay.
Well, that makes sense. And speaking of the art portion of it, you just had an event go on this past Friday, correct?
I did, yes. Yeah. Yeah, I had an art show at a flower shop called Urban Orchid in Ohio City. It's literally right around the corner from my house, which is nice.
Very nice.
I could just walk over there, except it's snowing.
the only downfall.
Yeah. But, yeah, so that actually went well. Sold a few pieces, and that will help pay for Japan. And it was a good thing. It'll be up for a month if anyone wants to go check it out. He's got a lot of nice, beautiful stuff in the store.
Oh, where is it again?
Urban Orchid is on West 29th, right by Rising Star, that cool coffee shop.
How far away is it from Ohio City Burrito? That's what I want to know.
You can walk to Ohio City Burrito from there.
I gauge everything by that.
you can get lunch and art all in one afternoon. So close together.
So then you guys have the show this weekend as well. You and...
Tiger Boy. Yeah. We are playing
Mahal's
with David Dondero and Nick English.
Okay. And 9 o'clock at Mahal's.
Yep.
I don't know. I thought I was going to have more with that.
You know, it's funny. I played with David Dondero so many years ago with my first band. And he was so cool. This is part of why I wanted to take the show again. We were nobody, and we didn't draw at all. And he had on his rider that any band that opened for him had to get paid and had to get treated well. It was nice. Like this weird clause in his rider. And I was like, that is so cool. No one ever does that. And so I just thought, like, that's a cool guy, you know, and he's been touring and doing this forever. Bright Eye says that he's one of his influences.
That's a band I haven't heard of in a while. Wow. Yes.
Bright Eyes?
Yes. Oh. Dig them.
Well, you know, this was a while ago, but yeah, Connor loved David Dondero.
So it all came full circle.
Yeah.
See, being nice in the music industry sometimes is really a good thing.
It is a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to hear another song from you, but since we're talking about Ohio City Burrito and the art gallery and all that good stuff, where can people find you?
Find me personally?
No,
no,
I mean...
that would be creepy. online for that information about you.
Different level.
My Facebook page, you can find Nights at facebook.com/Nights. I don't know how we lucked out and got that, but we did. I'm on Twitter as Miss Jenna Nights. I don't tweet as often as I probably should, but I use it sometimes. Instagram's the same thing. Just use my name.
funny. We're about the same.
Yeah.
the show Twitter I try to use, but.
I used my personal one today for the first time in, like, I don't know, months, and I didn't know what I was doing. I just, again, like, this is a theme. Because
I saw that, though.
Right. Did I do it right?
You did it right.
Oh, okay. I'm not good with those kinds of things.
I'm not sure. Maybe we should create a support group for
Twitter help. Yeah.
Maybe your guide could help us.
My guide.
Your guide can come back and help us with that.
You know, you can buy a class on how to use Twitter properly as an artist. It's $100.
Oh, my gosh.
And it'll change your life.
Wow.
That's what my guide told me.
That's what you're getting. Yeah. Let's hear another song. What do you say?
Okay, we can do that.
What do you got for us?
Well, I'm going to play something that it may or may not be on the new Nights record that we haven't started recording yet. It's all just in the works. So this one's new.
Jenna Fournier on Neo Rocks. I have to say that. Yeah.
The night is late, the drinks are gone, and both of us should be headed home. But the moon hears our words and knows I'll sit here till you've said it all. Shark man, love me cause I understand that. You say that, spare me, but you just can't help me now. We could walk away for certain if we both deny what beats so loud. In shapes and circles till we've justified just about anything. Do shark man love me cause I understand that. Who you say that spare me but you just can't catch it. Ooh, shark man love me cause I understand that. You just can't catch me now. Call me for your ego boost. You know I'll still inflate it for you. Call me if you're feeling blue after the weekend takes its toll on you. Cause we all gotta get through.
Jenna Fournier here in studio with us, and one of the fun things that I like when somebody comes in and performs a song acoustic, especially if they're in a band, is to compare where it started with where it's going to be.
Yeah.
Because if you're bringing that to Nights.
Yeah. In fact, a lot of Whisper was written. I mean, I write usually acoustic in my bedroom, and they all start off very soft and delicate. And once you throw some fuzz and some reverb and some delay and some Frank into the mix, it gets pretty big.
And it'll be fun if that makes it to actually listen to the end product, because we keep all of our archives.
Oh, yeah?
So
that's cool.
It's a lot of fun to go back.
We don't always know where they are, but we keep them.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've got them all somewhere.
So I thought the coolest part of that live performance was how you made that camera flash sound in the middle of it.
Yeah,
how did that happen?
That.
Well, I have this trick where I split my voice in two, and one of them sounds strangely like a phone.
It's wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
it took me a long time to learn that one.
Well, very talented.
Thank you.
And of course, you can hear this talent this weekend. And you told us again where we can find you. But if you don't mind, you could tell us again.
This weekend. Oh, you mean find me online?
Yeah. You're making this so
just so confused.
I was trying to go at that in an easy way.
Facebook.com/nights. You can find the band. You can find most links to most of what I do through Nights' Facebook. If you want to follow me on Twitter, mostly I just try to tweet what's going on event-wise. It's Miss Jenna Nights. It's JennaNights. For those of you that don't know how to spell.
100 points for Jenna.
And once again, Saturday night at Mahal's. What time's the show at?
The show actually starts at 8. It's an earlier show.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you.
What do we have?
We're going to play my favorite night song.
I'm excited to hear what that is.
Which one is that?
Ooh, you'll see.
Okay.
And if anybody wants to call in a request as we usher Jenna out into the snow, it's 216-397-4438. Here is Nights on Neo Rocks.